agency in East Tennessee. Now, that may not sound right to you, like Oak Ridge, Knoxville, and whatnot, but there's so many of them. Mm-hmm. And see, he's kind of...
He's an independent agent also.
Oh, yeah. I started traveling.
That really, that's amazing. I guess right now it'd be difficult to do.
And somebody said, well, a 25-year track don't mean anything. It really does. Because very few ever goes that far. They either go in together, or they sell out, or do something. And he uses my name. Just, I ain't got the thing to do it. He uses my name.
Yeah, I guess really, quite an accomplishment. I know now it's almost impossible to buy, for a young person to come up to buy a house, because it's
always that. That's right.
Well, I think when my mother and daddy paid for house payments, I can't rent an apartment for them. So.
2 weeks ago, I guess it was, we'd been to church and Sunday night. Went home and there was a stake sign on the yard. I said, what is it? And I said, I don't know what it is. We went out, picked our partner's car, and it was the house of the week or whatever they do, that they're saying. It went on 2 or 3 days, and we called it the coffee shop where a bunch of us meet each other every morning. The fellow said, I'm ready to buy it. I said, what do you mean, ready to buy? And he said, your house out there. No, you know, you can't buy my house.
We're very excited.
We don't want to sell it.
Listen, church, what kind of church do y'all belong to?
Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I guess that's probably the biggest one, far and away in the South. Your wife goes to school here in Scott County, too?
Yeah.
She go to high school?
She went to high school. Now, she didn't complete high school, but she went two or three years.
Next question, Doc, next thing I'll talk about are different names for things. And, one thing I want to talk about different names for rooms in the house, because I guess you just, I guess the best way to do is to describe the house you grew up in. Tell me what rooms you had in it, something about the house.
When I grew up in?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was just a farm home. Of course, there was three bedrooms and a kitchen and a fireplace. And then overhead, it was just no partition, it was just a long room from one end to the other. Well, we had company a lot at different times. The men would go up there and sleep, and the women would down here. The toilet was outside.
The room up there, was that like where an attic would be? Or?
Well, you could call it that.
Did you have a name for it or anything?
I can't recall if I had a name for it.
Was it the length of the whole house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had beds up there. If we didn't have no company, nobody slept up there, but if we had company, and then folks would go up there. It was just a mile or so to a church, not a large church, Baptist church, and I don't know, association. I don't know where you know what association means. But once a year, several churches get together. My father got up on the stump and said, everybody's invited up to my place on Stell 9, 41.
I mean, what y'all do, just make it happen.
The men were upstairs. Well, there was two beds up there, and then you could just lay down and things.
Did they have anything like a, what you call a living room or anything today?
Back there, over where this fireplace was, you'd call it a living room. There's beds in there, what you call it?